Sin is a word that most people don't like. It makes us squirm. It has that ring of old-fashioned judgmental religiosity about it. Fair enough. But then it's a word that God uses rather a lot. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I spend a lot of time flying around the world. Asia, Africa, Europe, North America, the Pacific, and Australia and New Zealand, of course. And let me tell you, there's been an amazing change up in the air. A few years back, it used to be that pollution just kind of hung around the major cities. You'd expect that. But more recently, do you know, I can't remember a single time I've been in a plane where there hasn't been a brown haze hanging over the globe. I mean, right out there in the middle of nowhere, over Central Australia or the Pacific or the Indian Oceans, pretty much anywhere and everywhere you can fly these days. We've been so busy enjoying ourselves that we haven't noticed that it's choking us. The same is true in life, as things turn out. We can be so busy living it up, enjoying what feels good, that we don't notice the fact that the byproduct is slowly killing us. Divorce, deprivation, disease. It's called sin. It's a technical environmental word. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. The wrong things the sinful self does are clear. Committing sexual sin, being morally bad, doing all kinds of shameful things, worshipping false gods, taking part in witchcraft, hating people, causing trouble, being jealous, angry or selfish, causing people to argue and divide into separate groups, being filled with envy, getting drunk, having wild parties, and doing other things like this. I warn you now, as I warned you before, the people who do these things will not have a part in God's kingdom. Sin, it's killing us. That's why God sent Jesus. And that's God's word fresh for you today. There is such incredible wisdom and love and compassion when God speaks. And that's the power of God to transform our lives. So you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.